Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the 20th week after the Pentecost, which we're celebrating, as usual, the resurrection of the Lord, this Sunday. And also, we are celebrating the Holy Fathers of the 7th Ecumenical Council. That's a council that stopped, finally, the battles of the icon destroyers. These were under the guise of the emperor. He had ordered that all the icons be taken out of the churches and they would be taken and burned and destroyed. And all those who, finally, they ordered that all those who are going to defend the icons, that they should be killed. And many, many women had gave their lives for the icons because they loved the Lord and they couldn't see that the icon of the Lord to be disgraced or burned and destroyed. Of course, as you know, at that time the iconoclast period, not only they went against the icons but also against the relics. They started to destroy the relics. And they closed in Constantinople, they closed all the monasteries, because the monasteries, they had so many holy fathers that had worshipped the Lord through an icon. It was a teaching through, it was the first icon, as you know, was given by the Lord himself. And he had made the icon for a prince to heal him from his disease. And miraculously, he just asked a basin of water after the artist couldn't paint the icon or the portrait of the Lord. So the Lord asked for a basin of water and washed his face and then took the towel and went against his face and the icon appeared. That was the first icon. Then, as you know, St. Luke, the writer of the Gospel, he had written icons of the Mother of God and showed it to her as she is holding the little baby Jesus on her arms, and she had blessed that icon. And many icons, as you know, had done all kinds, the Lord had done all kinds of miracles through them, through the icons of the Lord and through icons of the Mother of God. There's numerous icons that the Lord had shown miracles from. And let me tell you one miracle that the Lord made through his icon of the Lord. There was a fellow that had a house close to by a synagogue, Jewish synagogue. It was in a town that was most of them, it was Jews in that town or city, I believe. And what happened, he decided to move out and he sold the house and he took all his stuff out, but through the providence of God he left his icon of the Lord in the house. And when a Jew moved in there, he had taken and didn't notice the icon on the wall, but he had invited his friend, the guest, also a Jew, to come for dinner, and then he noticed an icon. He says, "What, you being a Jew, and you keep a portrait of Jesus of Nazareth?" And he went to the synagogue and told it to them that this friend of his has an icon there. And it was too late in the evening, so the next morning they all came in and they took the icon out and they started to spit at the icon of the Lord and beat it and slap the Lord in the face and did all kinds of terrible things to the icon. And they remembered, then they remembered, one of them, that, well, the Jesus of Nazareth, and he was crucified by our elders. And so let's do it the same way. Let's crucify the icon. And they crucified. They put the nails through the Lord's hands and through the feet and nailed them to the tree, and then they continue to blaspheme and spit and do terrible things to the icon. And then one of them said, "Oh, remember that there was a spear was used, and they pierced his side with a spear. Let's do that too." And they did that too. They took a spear and they pierced the Lord. And my beloved, when they speared the icon with a spear, and in the side of the Lord's figure, all of a sudden, the gushed out of the icon, out of the wooden icon, and gushed out blood with water. And they were shocked. They were shocked. And what happened is that they have then decided to collect that blood with the water in the vessels, and they put it in the vessels. And after they put it in the vessels, they said to themselves, "Let's see if God will make a miracle, since that's a miracle that happened to come out of the wood. And let's see if you make a miracle of healing people." And there was a man brought over that was a cripple from birth, and he couldn't walk, and they have anointed him with the blood that came from the icon with the water, and he immediately got well, was able to walk. And then they started to bring in blind people and all kinds of sicknesses all kinds of diseases from all over the city. The word spread out that there's a miracle happened through the icon, and everybody would bring their sick people from all over the city. And all the sick people were healed by being anointed with the blood and the water that came out from the icon from the north side. My beloved, then they have said to themselves that we have to believe. That we believe that this is really that Jesus of Nazareth was the Son of God, and our ancestors made a wrong decision, and they have gotten themselves converted in their hearts, and they went to a bishop, and the closest bishop, and they told the bishop what happened to the icons, what they did, how they mocked the icon, how they did the terrible things to it, and then finally how they speared the icon, and how the blood came out with the water, and how they anointed people, and they've all gotten well miraculously, and that they truly believed that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And they asked if the bishop would bring him into the church and baptize him, and he did. And so the whole town was converted, and the bishop had, from the synagogue, he made a church. He did a church out of it. And it's a great miracle that happened through the icon. You know, the first icon was given by the Lord himself. It was for the prince Agarin, and he sent an artist to paint a picture of the Lord, because he heard about him. And when he couldn't do it, then the Lord asked for a basin of water and washed his face, and then placed the canvas over his face, and the image came upon it, and he gave it to the artist to bring to the prince, and he got cured from his terrible sickness. But not totally, because the Lord said he would send a disciple to get him also converted and to be baptized. And when he was baptized, then the complete cure was made. The Mother of God's icon was first painted by St. Luke, the Gospel writer, and he painted several of them and brought it to the Mother of God, with the Mother of God holding baby Jesus in her arms. And she approved of it and said her blessing will be with the icons. And there's countless and countless of miracles were happening through the icons. And, you know, at the time of the iconoclast, and not only they have destroyed icons, and they have used the icons to kill many monks, those who didn't want the icons to be destroyed, and they used the icons by hitting them on the head and breaking over the heads and killing them this way. They did all kinds of terrible things. And also, then they had started to attack the relics of the saints. And there was a great saint, they had a relic, and they took it and they put it into the sea to drown. And of course, miraculously, it didn't drown. And the miracles were happening all over. And finally, we are celebrating the Holy Fathers with the Seventh Ecumenical Council, which was called by the Empress. The Emperor was too small yet and was not of age, and so the Empress had to be the ruler, and she called for a council meeting, and they had a council which was consisted of 307 signatures of bishops from all over the world. They came and they have then approved of all the councils that were done before that, the Sixth Ecumenical Council, and they have closed the council that was done by the evil the emperor that fought the icons, and the council had ruled that we had to adhere through the apostolic laws and rules, and throughout all the councils that were done, except that rubber council that was called by the evil emperor, and that we had to adhere to all the canonical laws. But today, what is happening? Today, as you know, the iconoclast, people who do nowadays are the Protestants of all types, they do not accept icons, and many other Christians, what they call themselves Christians, they do not accept the seven councils and the rules of the seven councils, and they have united themselves with a world organization is called the World Council of Churches. And to my great regret, in many Orthodox churches have also joined that organization. And that organization, they actually united all the heresies that were in the early centuries, and they were all united, and including at the time of Saint Philoret, they have even allowed the so-called religion of the Satanists to join them too. And they have pagans and all kinds of organizations that joined that World Council of Churches. And of course, the Orthodox people, those of you that are Orthodox, and if your leaders belong to that terrible organization, you pray to God, your heart out, so that God will take them out from that organization, because that organization is preparation for the ruling of the Antichrist of the whole world. All the terrible atrocities that are happening in the world today, and with all fightings and all over the places, and constant fightings in the families, and so many divorces, and all the unrest all over the world is happening now. It's all preparation for the Antichrist, because he has to have the whole world in a big disorder, and so then the people they will call him to rule them and bring order to this world. That's what is happening today. My beloved, what can we do? Can we stop it? No. We have to pray. We have to pray our heart out, so that we will get closer and closer with our heart to love our Lord, and to love the Mother of God and all the heavenly dwellers and all the angels and archangels to be. And we being Orthodox, so easy for us to reach the Lord by just looking at his icon, and we can reach it with our heart to the Lord. Lord, because he is looking at us through the icon, and same with the Mother of God and the guardian angels and all the angels and all the heavenly dwellers. We don't worship the prince or the wood and or the paints and the icon. We're worshiping who is depicted on the icon. And if it is the Lord, we're worshiping the Lord. If it is a crucifixion, we're doing the same thing when the Mother of God and the depicting of the saints, we're worshiping the saints that are depicted on it. And we can easily feel their presence if we open up our heart, because they are willing to answer to us any call that we have. Of course, one thing is what they want is our salvation. Of course, that's what the Lord wants. That's why he died for us, to bring us salvation. And that's what all the heavenly dwellers, they all want our salvation. So listen, try to intensify our prayers and to fulfill God's commandment to love our neighbor and to love our enemies and to pray for those who have apostatized from the true church. And let's pray that the Lord will bring them about, even if it's the last moment, as he had brought a robber that was on a cross crucified next to him. He brought them to the kingdom of heaven, forgive everything. So may we intensify the prayers and be ready to, if need to be, even to suffer for the truth. And but the main thing, never get yourself aggravated or angry at your brothers, and never allow any hatred come into your heart. Amen.